Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health. I am your host, Scott Dudley. We are in another kind of connected month of shows. We did a mind management show. Can you tell I'm like so much more calm and under control now that I'm mind managing? which was a wonderful show. Catch it on podcast if you haven't caught it. We're here today with Juan Jose Flores. He's a mental health counselor for Imperial County Behavioral Health. Been here over a decade. Came as a volunteer and stuck around, did some substance abuse counseling, did some got his master's degree, and he's now working for us as a therapist, about to take his test to be a marriage and family therapist without the intern. You know, burn that intern word, huh?
Well,
can be nice.
Get used to it.
hit the big time. Cool. And we're talking about friends, family, and who we are, mm-hmm. and how to set that up in ways that really benefit us, that support us, that help us to kind of manage our lives, stay happy, stay satisfied, stay productive, because that's important.
Yeah.
And welcome back.
No, thank you.
So, you know, you can choose your friends. But you can't choose your family. Let's start with family because families are supposed to stick together, mm-hmm. and families are supposed to sacrifice for each other, mm-hmm. and families are supposed to accept each other regardless of whatever that other uncle or whatever's got going on. and that's a source of conflict.
Yeah. Yeah. Stressors.
Because, you know, you were talking about autonomous and connecting and just basically that. You know, it was like dealing out cards and you were going to be a certain type of person.
Yeah.
But not everybody in your family is going to be, I mean, do families like, you know, like we all got blonde hair. Are we all autonomous or,
yeah.
or does it play out kind of in a mixed way?
No, I could tell you for a fact, on a personal level and through the work I've done, there's never have I seen a whole entire family, be totally autonomous or totally connecting. It's always mix and match.
Ooh.
And that's what makes it interesting, you know, in any family. I'm not just saying, you know, participants that come through behavioral
right,
health.
Right, sure.
Just any family.
Sure, any family.
And I think in a way it's good because, right now in the break we're talking about, you know, the, like pretty much families being like the foundation, you know, the working ground for everything else, you know,
right.
Connections in society, right. Work and different things that we have to do. You know, if you, in a sense, if you're able to survive a family or your family and get along and get through, I guess you could kind of say you prep for the real world in a way. Right.
Well, and it's interesting because that, you know, we had all this kind of very, very traditional sense of family.
Mm-hmm.
The nuclear family, which was funny because the nuclear family, the mom and dad and kids, was really kind of a uniquely American thing because typically the extended family was more of a traditional model where you had grandparents around and your aunts and uncles lived here and, you know, it was kind of a family compound, if you will.
Yeah.
And so the nuclear family was, you know, uniquely American in the 40s and 50s, mm-hmm. probably the war years as much as anything.
Yeah.
And now we've gone past that and ultimately, regardless of who your people are, you've got people that you call family.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're given up at birth and adopted by somebody, you got a family. Mm-hmm. If you ended up kind of living with some other relative or some other situation, you got a family.
Mm-hmm.
That's your family.
Yeah.
And so you've got this kind of enhanced and enlarged version of family where, mm-hmm. you know, there's not a type of family. Family comes in lots of shapes and sizes and steps and halves and, you know, mm-hmm. Lord knows. And we couldn't somehow arrange for all of those people to match our personality.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it would be impossible.
Yeah.
It's not going to – count on it, right?
Yeah.
As soon as you've got two people in a family, they're probably not going to be the same type of person.
Probably. There's like a 50-50 chance if there's two people.
And siblings, come on, think about yourselves here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think for the same reason, you know, you get certain – parents that have not so much of a hard time parenting some of the children or one of the child in the home. And then they'll butt heads with another of the child in the home. And a lot of times what it comes down to is that relational functions. What is the type? Number one, what type of parent are we talking about? You know, what type of parent are you? You know, are you a connecting, autonomous parent? Because, of course, if you're an autonomous parent, what you're going to be expecting is that your kids basically, you know, learn to fend for themselves.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.